Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting Chick. Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Unfortunately, our guest today, the greatest poet alive, he's not available. He had an emergency and he couldn't come. But today we have a wonderful author. Her name is Janice Slaughter, who is coming in to my rescue. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad he had an emergency.
I'm really grateful. Janice has been on the show before, but for those who didn't listen to that broadcast, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself and your background?
Okay, my name is Jenna Slaughter. I'm originally from Florida. I live in Texas. I've been writing for a few years now. Just got published last year with Shadow Publications. I have Insight, Intuition, A Sister's Wish, and coming out in the next couple of days, it's Instinct, which is the third part of my series, and we're hoping that it'll do very well. I enjoy my mysteries, so that's what I like to write.
Yep, me too. I'm a big mystery fan, so it's such a great medium, and it's so much fun, and it can go in any way that you want it to go.
I love it, and
every mystery writer has their own slant, so you never really know what their style is until you really get into it, and they can hook you bad.
I try and change it up with my mysteries. The series, the Insight, Intuition, and Instinct, those are more, you can maybe figure it out, but I'm going to have a new one coming out I'm working on now called Finders Keepers. Not going to give you any kind of a preview to that, other than it's going to be a mystery. It's not going to be what you expect.
That sounds cool. Can you give a little clue?
Pardon?
Can you give a little clue what the twist is?
It's going to have three main characters, and it's going to be sort of like a treasure hunt. Let's leave it at that.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. That'll draw people in.
There's going to be a little teaser at the end of Instinct, and it's a very small teaser, but hopefully it'll hook people, because this one I'm really excited about.
Cool. What mystery writers influenced your writing?
Oh, let's start with the classics. Agatha Christie, Poirot.
Mm-hmm.
But female writers, not necessarily mystery, but Melissa Good is at the top of the list. I've been reading her for, how old am I? Good 20 years when I got hooked on her, and been reading her ever since. Every book she has, I have. I love Melissa Good.
Me too. Yeah, she's been on my show.
Really?
Missy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
lovely. When she wrote the Xena episodes, watched those. I have all the Xenas. And she's from Florida. I have to support my state. I'm originally from it, so I really like her work.
She makes you want to go to Florida.
And go scuba diving.
Yes.
Yes.
Between her and Burn Notice, I was like having a real hankering to go to Florida.
I did some scuba diving. We went. I personally got certified right before I started reading Melissa, and I can see why they love it. It is just an entirely different world underneath there. You can't really, you can try to describe it. Melissa did an excellent job at that, but you got to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. Do you have a favorite modern, other than Melissa, a modern mystery author that you like?
I like Jeffrey Archer, mainstream. Mm-hmm. Arthur, Jeffrey Archer, James Pattinson.
Mm-hmm.
I like to read my stuff, but because I end up correcting half of it. But those two I really like.
Yeah, I like a good mystery, but I'm very diverse. I like a lot of different kinds of books. I like mysteries, science fiction, fantasy, adventure, thrillers, memoirs, all kinds of stuff.
I do also. I even like some romance, but not a lot. I like blending a little bit of romance in my mysteries. But give me a thriller, a mystery, I'm happy. Give me that with my Kindle and I'm gone for the day.
Yeah, I was never really a romance reader. I just never could get into it. I did read a couple that I did enjoy. I like Judith Krantz. I think because it was so interesting in the area. She did a lot of research and you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them, they just didn't draw me in.
There was another writer, I can't think of who it is. Care for this question. I cannot remember who it was. It was a husband and wife team, and they did like 4 or 5 books, and I really enjoyed them. It was the late 70s, early 80s. Yes, I know I'm showing my age. but they did them. They did really well.
Huh.
But I cannot remember who it was.
I remember a husband and wife team.
Yeah, they wrote under... They took, like, her first name and his last name or vice versa. I want to say something with Michael in it, but I can't remember the titles, but they were really good.
Hmm. If you ever do, let me know.
I will. I'm trying to remember the title.
So when you're working on your stories, are you what inspires you? Is it does it come from... like you're reading or a movie, or does it just come from the others or dreams, or how do you start?
Well, it just depends. The one that I'm going to be working on, Finders Keepers, I actually came up with the idea after watching a show, and I said, oh, I can bend it just a little bit, and I discussed it with my girlfriend, so she kind of helped me with it, so I'm going to write it, and she's going to say yes or no, and we're going to go from there. But it was TV shows. I try not to read when I am writing because I don't want to pick up something from someone else's. That's been a problem for a friend of mine. She mentioned something that she was going to write to another author. She goes, and the other author got a book out real quick. She goes, now you can't write it. I stole the idea. So that's why I'm very kind of tight-lipped.
Oh, that's
so
terrible. That's
yes,
so unprofessional.
Yes. Very. So
and
that's
immoral.
Yes, and it's just wrong because I thought that we were friends and this person just said, okay, now you can't write it. I stole, you know, I wrote it first. I said, there's a lot of different ways to write things. I can do something different. That's just bad. Writers,
yeah,
bad
that's
thing.
Not nice. That's not nice at all. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's cool. Next day, and I can't do anything about it. It's past. I learned, so that's a good day. I learned.
Yeah, that's something I'd never do. I mean, I interview people all the time, and I listen to all their plots, and I talk privately with them, and I just like I don't want anybody taking my stuff. I have so many things in the fire, though. I don't think that's possible, but I just don't
By
understand
the way,
that mentality.
The author that I was trying to think of was Judith Michael. It is a husband and it's a husband and wife writing team of Judith Bernard and Michael Fain.
I have heard
of that. They put out some good books. I've read. It's got like 10 of them, and I've read half of them. Ones in the early 80s I read.
Mm.
I really like their books.
I've heard of them. I don't think I ever read them, but I have heard of them.
Yeah, they're more contemporary. They've got a little bit of mystery in them, a little bit of romance. They were really good when they first started. Like I said, I have not read anything since the 80s, but they were a really good team.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't, and it's not, it's just not one of my genres that I'm deeply into. I have respect for people who can do it. I mean, it's,
yeah,
anybody who can do well in any genre, they have my hat off. I mean, really, it's hard enough to write.
No kidding. But I don't mind putting a little romance in my stories, but don't ask me to write a love story. Forget it. It would be too sappy. Sugar water would be dripping.
Well, I have friends that do write romance, but their romance is tinged with other stuff, so it's not just purely romance, and that,
yep,
I can read.
That's the way I am.
It's the stuff that's just, it's like, sorry, I don't want to say anything against anybody, but something like,
oh,
sorry, Barbara. Barbara Cartland is not my cup of tea.
Yes. I read some of hers when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. My grandmother read theirs, so they were around the house, and I had read everything else. I think I picked up a couple of those.
What do they call them? Oh, bodice rippers, that's what they call them.
Yes.
I'm like, oh,
yes,
my God. I read one because one of my friends was just, you got to read it. It's so good, so good. I know you're a reader. You got to read it. And I go, okay. So she lent me her book, and I read it. I think I got halfway through. My father was a voracious reader. I go, Dad, this is just terrible. I go, I know she's a great writer, but I can't get into it. He goes, well, not just because she's a great writer doesn't mean she's your cup of tea. And I go, yep, that's it.
Yeah, it's just, you have to like, you know, if you can get into bonus rippers or a lot of books that I see sometimes are all these billionaire love stories, and I'm going, where is that coming from? But, hey, if you can write that, teach me. I would love to know how
it's
to put a little bit more romance.
It's sort of like Hallmark. You know, there's some Hallmarks I love. I love their mysteries. Like, anything that has, like, a mystery. But, like, their garage sale mysteries, Mystery Woman, stuff like that, they're fun. But I never could get into the romance. They're pretty much bodice rippers, except they're modern.
But, you know, some people love that. And
I know.
You know, more power to them. I wish I was that way sometimes.
But it's just your taste. It's nothing about their writing. Their writing is wonderful. They're talented. It's just everybody has different taste.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone and I was saying, I loved Gone with the Wind, but I had to skip about half of the first chapter until I finally got to Scarlet because it was just too much scenery in it and too much, well, this is made of this, and the clothes was made of gingham, and this is the silk. And I'm like, okay, let's get to the plot. But that's me.
I agree.
I mean, that's like one of the greatest books written, and just that's my style and taste.
I did the exact same thing. I skipped over parts and got to the, like you said, Scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, she's the most interesting. Well, her Rhett. I like all four of them. The four main characters, and I also like Mammy. I love her. She was such an amazing character. I mean, really, she was smarter, stronger, more intelligent, more together than anybody she worked for.
No kidding. And I knew someone like that in Florida. I mean, she was just like that.
Amazing, amazing character.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just, you know, I think it's all taste. And everybody's different. And I think that's why I love books.
Yes, because you can go into any land, so to speak, that you want to. So you want to go and go hang out with the dragons, plenty of dragons, vampires, zombies. If you want a good love story, you can immerse yourself in that. And it's better than being in the movie because the movie...
It's your imagination.
Yeah. And my imagination is better than anything I can come up with. So I'd rather read a book and use my imagination.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because I used to, like, talk to people at my old office, and I used to explain about books, and they were like, oh, I hate reading. And then I would find, because I knew what their interests were because we talked, and I find a book that would fit their interests. I said, try this. And then they start reading it, and they get hooked, and then they read other stuff, like, and stuff I would never read, but they're reading. And that's all I care about, that people are reading books, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like them to read my books,
mom.
But I'm...
Yeah. My mom reads about, she says she goes through like 2 books a day, depending upon the size of the book. And she reads every day something. So, you know, there are a lot of people that still read like crazy. True, it's on either a Kindle or a Nook, but they're reading, and that's what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to read our books and to join us in our journey, and, you know, they can, it's like sharing an adventure, and that's what we're wanting to do. We want to share our adventures with the readers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I absolutely agree. Why don't you tell the audience about your new adventure that's coming out in a couple of days?
It's Instinct. It's a continuation with Raylan and Delaney Delacroix. They go on vacation, and Raylan is granted a wish that she thought never would happen. And it's the story is basically showing the wish that comes true and what happens afterwards. And it's leaving it open for the 4th book, which I am working on. So, hopefully everyone will want to see the continuation of the thrilling escapades of Delaney and Raylan. They always seem to get themselves in some kind of trouble. Sort of like me. I'm always getting in trouble.
Yeah, me too. What's life without Gary? That's when off the show we were talking about my favorite new show, which is Miss Fisher's Mysteries by Carrie Greenwood. And that's one of the reasons I love that show, is because she's always getting in trouble. That's one of my favorite things about any really good character, because, well, if you're not getting in trouble or doing something exciting, why are we reading you?
Yeah, or watching you. If, like you said, it's a TV show. Why watch? Mm-hmm. We don't want to watch something boring. We want something that'll keep our interest.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
Yeah. As long as it's not too personally risque, I'll read about anything.
But I just think that it's really interesting that you can take something and you can put it out there and you get your feedback. I love the conversation you have with the readers. Do you have any favorite stories about a reader that read one of your books that came back to you?
Unfortunately, I have to say no. I have gotten some good feedback. One was actually my mother. I was just shocked that she did read my stories. And she was not so bad. she wasn't so upset that they were lesbians. It's just that when I wrote Raylan, I wrote her as a witch or a Wiccan, pagan. And she was more upset about that. I'm going, okay, Mother, that's fine. But she goes, you really do good work. I never thought you had it in you. Gee, thanks, Mom.
Wow.
But yeah. Well, in high school, I was always getting in trouble in English class because I would be reading when I should be listening. And all my other classes, I got caught reading. And they just, you know, okay, she's a reader. But I was taking all that in and deciding I wanted to write. And so that's what I did.
Yep. Oh, well, you actually show them in your own way.
Yeah. I started late in life in writing. I mean, I did some stories while in high school and in my 20s, but I never had the guts to try and see if I could get it published. And a few years later, I started reading, in the 80s, I started reading fanfic. And, hey, if they can do that, I can do this. But started writing, and one time on Facebook, I happened to see Shadow Publishing, and I sent in, and the rest is history. I've been with her for a year and a half now. She's great. She stands behind her authors. She really helps out. So I've been blessed, and I thank the force, God, whatever, for allowing me to do it.
That's great. I think that's what the point is that everybody is trying to, I think your passion leads the way, and that what the problem with me is that I sucked at spelling, and I used to get in trouble because, you know, I actually got marked off once because my, she said my name was spelt wrong.
I think I know how to spell my name.
That's what I said. I was a kid. Kind of turned me off from that class. She actually marked off my name because I spelt, quote unquote, my first name incorrectly. And I said,
uh-huh.
That's the way my name is spelled. Well, then your mother spelt it wrong. I said, excuse me?
Okay.
I was 11, but I actually knew that was complete. I came home, and I showed my parents the paper, and he said, your name's marked wrong? He said, yeah, Mom and you named me. She said, you and Mom named me incorrectly. And my mother, who picked the name, says, what? It's French. Is she an idiot? And I said that. Mom, I said to her that, it's French. And she goes, no, that's C-H-E-R-I. And she goes, there's more than one way of spelling Sherry in French. Yes, that's Cherie, but that's a different meaning. I
wonder what she would have said with my name.
And that turned me off on English.
Yeah. That would have done it, for sure.
But I had some good English teachers, too. I never forgot being marked off for my name.
Yeah, that'll kind of stick out. That's a good remembrance, yeah. That was kind of marked off for my name. They couldn't pronounce my name half the time, but
oh,
that works.
Yeah, that I'm used to. Yeah, not pronouncing my name, I've had that my whole life, but telling me my name is spelled wrong, my first name?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
I had a good English teacher.
Oh, I had some really good English teachers. It's just one. It was in a different state. It was in Ohio. And I was just not happy with her. We only have about 5 minutes left. Do you have any kind of events, either on the web or personal appearances that you have coming up?
Well, a bunch of us from Shadow are going to the New Orleans event. My first time, I think, KM's first time, and a few of our newest authors are going. But other than that, no, not yet.
Well,
but like I said, the new books come.
Well, I think that's cool that you have that all set, that you're going to that. I mean, it's always cool to go to a convention.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Of course, being in one area, that might be trouble, but we'll go with it.
Well, we came to the end. It went really fast. Thank you for helping me out and coming on and chatting with me.
Well, once again, it was my pleasure. Anytime, if I can help out, please feel free to give us a shout. And you have a lovely day. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you so much. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.